Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined now by the new general manager for the New York Giants. He has ascended to this role with some great work out in Buffalo. Joe, we welcome you to downstate New York. We welcome you to WFAN. We welcome you to the tri-state area, certainly the Tiki and Tierney Show. Congratulations. Joe Shane, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm great. I'm glad I survived the press conference. And to let your last caller know, the first thing I did was thank John Mara and the Mara family.
Yeah, so yeah,
let
them know. I know that's what you said. I didn't want to respond to it.
We had your back, Joe.
I swear I heard you say that.
Yeah.
And so, Joe, first of all, because BT said congratulations. Welcome to the Giants family. We're excited to have you. Some new blood and a new way of thinking. Hopefully the culture gets right. Now, the first thing I got to ask you, I mean, you ended your press conference by saying, you know, I graduated on Saturday and I was working with the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. And here you are now, I guess it's what, 15 or 16 years later, you're the general manager of the New York Football Giants, which has such a storied history. How are you feeling? Like, are you nervous? You're excited? What is the emotion that took over you as you took that press conference today?
Yeah, I was probably more worried about that than I am the actual job responsibilities, just, you know, the New York media. But it hasn't quite hit me. Every now and then I'll send an email and it'll say, you know, the general manager will be on my signature. And I look at it and I just kind of, you know, shake my head. But we've been moving so fast and furious here between the head coaching search, me trying to get to know everybody in the football operation. Again, the scouts are at All-Star Games. We got free agency coming up. So just trying to figure out the current process they have, anything I want to tweak, you know, to make sure I'm getting what I need, you know, and then we got draft meetings, you know, a couple of weeks from now. So just making sure the scouts know what's expected. So it's been fast and furious. This is all I know. This is all I've done. So I really don't know any different in terms of, you know, the way we're going to go through the calendar and the process. But yeah, it hasn't quite hit me yet that I'm a general manager for the New York Giants.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
They'll hit you when you get that first paycheck, bud.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. That's what everybody said.
Exactly right. Hey, Joe, I mean, you mentioned this scouting, and, you know, not to jump right into it, but I will jump right into it. The scouting department felt like it needed to be fixed, reorganized, or whatever word you want to use, whether some misses on the draft or whatever it may have been. Is this something that you're going to make put some significant thought into or make changes with? Talk about the scouting department, because obviously that's the core of everything, as you know.
Yeah, and I mentioned a little bit in my press conference, I've been in those chairs before when there's changes, you know, between head coaches and general managers, and you're sitting there with the uncertainty, but you did the work all fall. And the good thing is they get a chance to prove themselves, you know, between now and the draft. So again, I'm trying to feel out their process. I'm going to implement, you know, the process that I believe in. And again, it's ultimately, you know, the Southeast scout that does, you know, from North Carolina to Florida isn't making the decision. So again, it comes back to the decision makers. You know, we're going to have a process in place in terms of watching the players, knowing who they are as people. You know, are they hard workers? Are they smart? Are they going to do things the way we want them to do? And the more talented players you get that have high character, you know, I think the better chance you're going to have to succeed. So I'm going to evaluate the staff. You know, I had a good Zoom with them the other day. You know, they're excited. Again, I told them exactly what I'm looking for from a character standpoint. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having meetings with them in February.
So we're talking to Joe Shane, who is the new general manager for the New York Giants. He's with us here on WFAN, Tiki and Tierney. So, Joe, we were listening to you before you came on with us, and we were jotting some things down. And one of the things Tiki and I circled back to, and I know some of the fans did as well, and I want to ask you about, you know, you used the term collaborative effort in terms of when you were asked about having full autonomy for the head coaching hire. Listen, if you say, I want to hire some bozo off the Garden State Parkway, I understand that Mara and Tisch will not allow you to do that. But can you envision under any circumstance you want somebody and they want somebody else, and you don't get the guy that you actually want as your first choice.
No, I don't see that happening. You know, we've had really good conversations on, you know, the candidates that we've had through, you know, in terms of in-person interviews, and we got three more. And, you know, we kind of have a debrief at the end of the day. We kind of give our thoughts on, you know, what we thought throughout the interview, you know, whether it was practice schedules, you know, the attacking the sports performance and strength. And, you know, if we have difference of opinions, you know, we're going to go back and do more work. We're going to continue to make phone calls to people around the league, you know, on the different candidates. And, you know, I think ultimately, you know, we'll be, you know, on the same page when we make the hire, but, you know, it's going to be a collaborative effort. It's not going to be, you know, me pounding the table or John.
No. And by Joe, I'm not implying that,
but what would happen if you did pound the table?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like we're kind of kidding, but if you actually did take a real definitive stance on somebody and it was opposite of what ownership believed was the right move, not to be redundant, but do you win that, for lack of a better term, battle? Do you win that one?
Yeah, that would probably stink if that happened, but they own the team.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
It would stink, and I would, again, I think part of it is being able to negotiate. So if you really want something, you know, come with the facts, build the story how you want it to be, and try to get to your end game.
Okay. So, you know, the term due diligence, and I'm sure you'll get to know the other GMs in town. You might even know some of them, but Brian Cashman uses that term a lot. Due diligence, and it certainly makes a ton of sense. You kick all the tires. One tire that is at least loose for now is Sean Payton. I know that John Mara was asked about Deshaun Watson. He touched on that. I won't even get into that with you. But a cursory call, an exploratory call, Sean Payton, based on what happened, is that somebody you at least call right now, Joe?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that, because I was fast and furious yesterday. I had no idea he had resigned. So I found out about 10 o'clock last night, because I've been running around with my head chopped off. You know, what I read and what I watched said he's going to take the year off. And he's currently under contract to the New Orleans Saints. So, you know, there'd have to be some sort of draft compensation. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now we like the candidates we have and the process we have in place. So, you know, again, that's something we haven't explored.
Yeah. But isn't that something that, you know, why not explore it? And then here, I am going to take a year off. I am going to chill. And by the way, Joe, the compensation, he's got 3 years to go on his contract. I'm not even saying that this is necessarily a plausible situation, but just to dot the I's, make the call and move on. It can't hurt making the call.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't disagree with you. What I was told from people in the league is he's going to sit out a year.
Yeah.
So, again, that's secondhand, you know, somebody that talked to somebody in the organization. So yeah. There were texts exchanged, not with the New Orleans, but I'm like, wow, what happened? What happened? And people in the know, you know, said he's going to take a year off.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same as with players, but that's not tampering, is it? Right. You can't like, hey, Sean, you want to, you know, think about this? That'd be tampering, right? Or is it?
Yeah, he's under contract with the Norm.
Yeah, so we won't even put you in that position. All right, there's a couple of
other. Yeah. We just did, I think.
I know we did, but I'm
No.
Forget my partner. Forget my partner.
No, your partner has good questions. Don't forget your partner.
Don't put him in a position to get in trouble on the first day on the job.
He loves the deal.
You know, Joe, there's a. You kept using the word resources, and the Giants are going to give you the resources. Obviously, I think that entails fixing the salary cap, which we know is in dire straits a little bit with the New York Giants, but. What exactly are the resources? Is that in staff? Is that in new technologies? Like, what exactly were you alluding to?
Yeah, new technology is definitely one of them. You know, upgrading the draft room. You know, we still got the magnets. You know, that probably have forever. You know, making it. You know, transforming it to digital. You know, not having a TV in the draft room, and just kind of continue to evolve and be progressive in everything we do.
Yeah.
And you know, hey, if the strength staff or the training staff thinks we need to upgrade, you know, we need to blow a wall out and build a new area or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
If we can prove how it's going to help us win, we're going to get the resources. And if it's staffing and if it's to get the best assistant head coach or the best offensive coordinator, whoever it is, you know, we're going to be the resources to go get whatever we need and do whatever we need possible, you know, to build a winning football team.
Yeah, I know that exactly. Because when I first came to the Giants, it was the old Giant Stadium. And I mean, the training room was just disgusting. And a couple years later, they blew it up. And then it's like, hey, we got a cold tub. Hey, we got like actually
we have tape.
Rooms, et cetera. So I know what you mean by that. The other thing that I think is so important for you as you identify a head coach, the candidates and their staff is the culture that you're going to bring here. As you think about what kind of culture you would like to have for this Giants team, how do you envision it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Again, we always try to eliminate the margin for error. And, you know, I just said this to, you know, a couple of people outside that I think when you're bringing players in, a lot of times you miss on the person more than you miss on the talent. Because as a group, you know, the coaches are going to watch the film of the college guys or free agents that we're going to bring in. The scouts are going to look at them. We'll watch them as a staff. So to me, to develop that culture, you got to have the right guys in the locker room. And again, to me, it's guys that are smart. You know, they got versatility. They're tough. They're dependable. You can count on them not to jump off sides on third and one or whatever the scenario, you know, may be when adversity strikes. So to me, those are the type of guys we're looking for that, you know, are going to be smart, tough, dependable, do the right things. And the more guys like that you get in the locker room when adversity strikes or things go wrong, you know, they can keep the ship going in the right direction. And, you know, that's what we're going to look for. Again, I'm not going to have a lot of tolerance for players that may have, you know, whether it's a checkered past or not doing the right thing, just because, you know, we want to send a message to the locker room. Hey, this is what we're going to be about, especially with the amount of draft capital we have. And these are the guys that we're going to procure, you know, to help set the foundation, you know, as we move forward and build this thing.
Joe, what is your impression of Giant fans?
Very passionate fan base. Again, I had a long talk with Coach Parcells and, you know, these guys, you know, they love their football, the history of the franchise, you know, very passionate. You know, again, obviously they can be tough. You know, because, you know, there hasn't been the success that they expect and they haven't met the standard, you know, the last few years. And I understand that with any fan base. So, you know, we're going to try to get that turned around.
So we're told to Joe Shane, the new GM for the Giants. You know, we talked about the head coach and, you know, maybe by the weekend. By the way, is that a fair timeline? Maybe by Saturday we have the head coach. Does that seem somewhat doable?
That could be. We have three more guys coming in.
Yeah.
You know, Leslie Frazier's on Friday. He's the last of the group, and you know, we got some ancillary names that we may consider if we want to extend the search. But if we find our guy this week, then yeah, it could be this weekend.
Okay, so using the term collab, I want to get back to this without belaboring the head coach, but I want to get into two names that are on the tip of every Giants fan's tongue and ours as well. The quarterback and the young running back who was taken second overall and just burst on the scene and has had some injuries. Collaborative effort for the head coach, get that. When you interviewed and when you, because they're talking to you and interviewing you and you're interviewing them as well because you're a highly sought after commodity. Did you get the sense, Joe, because these two decisions very well might shape the direction of the Giants for the better part of a decade, that you will have the latitude to do what is required with the quarterback and the running back? And I'm not going to ask you to commit right now. I would never put you in that spot. You got to see you can get healthy. I get that. But if you ever had to move on or make a tough decision, do you have assurance from ownership that they would let you do that with Jones and or Barkley?
Yes, we didn't get into those two players specifically in terms of, you know, whether I would move on from them or not. But yes, I have the autonomy to make those roster decisions. And as long as myself and the head coach are on board with the direction we're heading, John Mara and Steve Tisch, you know, they'll support that. So, and those two players, again, listen, I don't think Daniel Jones has been given the best opportunity to succeed. Just, you know, he's going to be on his third head coach. There's been, you know, turnover at the offensive coordinator position, you know, the offensive line, there's been some injuries there. And, you know, the offensive line, I think will, you know, give us a chance to really see what we have in Daniel Jones. And it also helps Saquon Barkley. So in order for both those players, you know, to put their best foot forward, you know, we're going to have to upgrade the offensive line.
Yeah. I got one quick one for you. And then I want to ask you about your daughters. You know, the Giants have had a lot of success and the pressure is real, obviously, here as you felt it. As you think about the head coach, because that's going to determine, you know, how you address that pressure and address the expectations, what are the most important things you're looking for in your next head coach? One is obviously familiarity, which I know has been a talking point that Brandon Bean referenced and you did as well. What are the couple of really top things that you're looking for the next head coach?
Yeah, familiarity. Again, I've never worked with Dan Quinn. I've never worked with Brian Flores. You know, I've worked with Leslie and Brian Daboll. I haven't worked with Patrick Graham either. So, but somebody I can work with, somebody that we're aligned in how we want to do things and we believe in building the team. So that's important. I think putting a staff together is very important. Like I truly think if you have a good staff, you can win two or three more games a year just based on scheme, having your team ready, game management, when the game's on the line. You know, I truly think a good staff can allow you to do that. You know, leadership, being able to lead the team. You know, intelligence, you know, not just X's and O's, but, you know, you got to have a certain level of intelligence. I think emotional intelligence is also important. You know, don't ride the wave of the NFL season. There's going to be peaks and valleys, and you know, the entire organization is going to be looking at you when you come in the facility on Monday. You know, you got to be able to steady the ship. And, you know, again, those are the qualities I'm looking for, you know, mainly, you know, again, somebody that's respectful, going to treat everybody in the building, you know, treat them well. And then also, you know, being open-minded, you know, are you going to listen to Ronnie Barnes and the guys downstairs? Are you going to listen to the strength coach? Are you going to listen to the sports performance when they tell you we need to pull back? And don't keep pushing. And, you know, again, some of the, you know, the issues around here in the past have been injuries, and, you know, we need to do a deep dive on that and make sure we're doing everything we can so these players can put their best foot forward on Sundays.
Yeah, no, that was great. Ronnie Barnes, one of my favorite people in the organization, Kennelly and Byron as well. So they got to do right by them. They keep you on the field. Your kids, are they loving this? Your wife, are they loving this? I mean, it's obviously something that you probably have always dreamt of achieving, this stature as a general manager. But here in New York with the New York Giants, they got to be really excited for you.
Yeah, they are. You know, my daughter's 15, my son's 12, and then I got a three-year-old daughter as well. So
wow.
The older ones are super excited. They kind of understand the magnitude of what's going on. You know, the three-year-old, she's all over the place. She's not really into it. But yeah, my daughter especially, you know, it's New York City. You know, she's a sophomore in high school. So yeah, she's all over. My son, as long as there's a ball and some guys to play football with, or
oh,
basketball with, or baseball, you know, he's fine. He was just in there throwing the football in the cafeteria with Jesse, and you know, we thought he was going to throw it through the water cooler. So hopefully he hasn't broken it.
Nice. When he gets in school, he's going to be the man. Yeah, my dad's a general manager.
That's right.
General.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
That can be good or bad. Yeah,
it goes both ways in this town, there, Joe. And by the way, maybe we can convert your 3-year-old into a Jets fan.
Oh,
it's
stop.
Not too late.
Stop. Stop. Turn off his mic. Joe, great to meet you. I look forward to meet you in person at some point down the line and being on with us again. Thank you, Joe. Congrats again.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Look forward to meeting you, too.
Absolutely. Really down to earth, and his ascent well chronicled. He scraped his way here. Seems like a really even-keeled, just very positive, you know, humble, good person.
Yeah.
You know, and now you just have to do the job, and we're all rooting for him.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You know, the head coach questions about, you know, what you're looking from a guy. One thing I caught, and he said it, was the guy got to be able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to be able to have conversations with people and not demean them or talk down to them.
You think that rules out Flores, some of the things coming out of Miami?
I don't know. Flores is, I just know that that's how it was. It's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not, it doesn't work. Unless you are beyond reproach and mm-hmm. you have championship with you. So I don't think any of these guys coming in have that, or any of these guys that are talking, where they're talking to, are, you know,
without, wired that way.
Well, not even that. Like, without doubt, my method's going to work. Who cares if you don't like it? You know, do it my way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
You've got to be a little pliable is what you're saying.
You've got to be pliable.
Okay.
You
got
to be able to have the conversation, not just with the, you know, the players, but with the rest of your staff. With the front office,
media.
People working with you, the media in mm-hmm. particular. Yeah, you got to be that way because it doesn't work any other way anymore.
Yeah, we're rooting for him, man. He seems like a good dude. And thanks to the Giants for getting Joe on the show, and thanks to Joe for coming on the show.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully Giant fans enjoyed that, got some answers, and now the hard work starts to rebuild a proud historical franchise that's lost its way, as many great franchises, every great franchise eventually does. The Yankees, the Celtics, the Canadians. I mean, it happens. The Lakers. Giants will get back on track, and hopefully Joe is the one to get them there. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, line them up. Your calls. You heard Joe in a less formal setting. Just chat with me and Teak. What'd you think? We'll get you set up with Carton and Roberts coming up at 2, but your calls the rest of the way here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.